As Apostle Paul declared in 2 Timothy 2, if we suffer with him, we shall also reign with him. Yes, and God commands us to identify ourselves and take the part of a true prophet or a true man of God and get involved in God's true plan and stand up for the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. That is another poet describe truth adequately. Truth forever on the scaffold, wrong forever on the throne. Yet that scaffold sways the future, and behind the dim unknown standeth God within the shadows, keeping watch above his own. Give God a chance to work out your life. Bring all the powers of your nature together and focus them on that all contrary attitude you've got and defeat the devil, and you can walk with God on the frontiers of time like the prophets of old. If you don't, you're going down the tube into defeat and destruction, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken this to you. You keep being contrary, God's going to lay you off. And you'll never have another chance. He'll put you on the sidelines, and with eyes dilating, you'll look for months at the progress of those that went on with God and walked with God and got themselves in tune with the moving of God's Spirit and realized that they were made for God's partner and to fulfill his plan. Some of you are full of old defeated theology. You got your mind full of a mess of junk you learned years ago. It's not worth a hoot and a whirlwind. I advise you with all of my heart and soul to drop it. To drop it. To get in the middle of God's will. Get right in the middle of it. Get up, identify with those that are going on with God. Some of you's like Samson. They're just like him, God's mighty deliverer. Told Delilah, paraphrasing what he said, if I live like an ordinary man, I'll be an ordinary man. And I'm not going to do it at first. But then, after four trips to Delilah, he succumbed to that pressure. That pressure. That old guy. That old whining around that vamped him. Some of you fellas have got wives that vamp you and keep you under their thumbs, and you ain't fitting to shoot. A good woman ought to be feminine, all feminine. She ought to take a bath and smell good and fix up, cook for her husband, make a good home for him. When he comes home, put her arm around him, welcome him home, tell him she loves him, and all that follows. That getting in there and whining and vamping him and keeping him a little old whining, picky, uni, knock-kneed, spindly-legged, pigeon-toed, defeated man. You can't even feel like a man when you got one of them battle-axe wives. Delilah! She vamped Samson into losing the anointing of God on his life, and he wound up in the prison house of the devil, grinding at the mill with his vision and his eyesight gone. It wasn't impaired, it was gone. And you guys ain't never going to amount to nothing until you realize you can't listen to your wife and listen to God.
Honey.
Tim, your wife ever vamp you? I hope the one you get won't. Praise God. I'm going to be just like Eli was over Samuel, like Jehoiada was over Joash. Praise God. Teach you the good and right way of the Lord. Teach that wife to behave herself. Let you be the man. If you live like an ordinary man, you're going to be an ordinary man. You're not going to be fit for God to use in hardly anything. We got to be men. God's looking for men, some stout-hearted men that will fight for the rights they adore. It hasn't entered our heart. We can't imagine what God will do for us. We get in one mind and one accord and one heart and one soul and get our attitudes right, that God can bless our efforts in raising money, soul winning, getting fellowships established around the world. It's not might, my brethren. It's not power. It's not your ingenuity. It's not your ability, but it's by my Spirit, saith the Lord. Now, will you quit thinking you're something? God's going to let you flunk out your ability. What you got, you received it from the Lord. Proverbs 18 and verse 12. Got to go to Proverbs. Got to have a good attitude. Proverbs 18 and 12, before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. That humility includes listening to the man of God. You better believe that. You're not ever going to God use you till you can work with a man of God. Them folks had to listen to Gideon, didn't they? And God honored that man and said, when you go out against the Midianites and you break your pitchers and you sound your bugles, first yell the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. Some of you folks have a hard time even respecting me. It just disturbs you to no end. Ooh, why have I got to do what he says to do? Because somebody's got to rule over you in the Lord, that's why. Or you're never going to be accepted by God. If you don't like it here, go find you a picayune preacher. Because you ain't going to make no picayune out of me. Paul says, I'm going to wax worse and worse. That means for the better, worse. Praise God. All right. Proverbs 18 and 14. I done been over that one. The spirit of a man will sustain his infirmity, but a wounded spirit. Ooh, I'm hurt. That's why I'm quiet. It sure ain't no good spirit because you're quiet. Oh, this is the way I am. Foot on the way you am. It ain't no good spirit. It's no contrary spirit. Be like you're not. That's what God's trying to do with some of you, is make you like you aren't. Because like you are, you're a pain in the neck. You're a thorn in the flesh, and you're grieving the Holy Ghost. Now, is that plain to you? I'm going to tell you something else. I'm going to get it right down to almost personalities a minute and call your name. There's still three couples, three families in this group here this morning. Your spirit is terrible. And God's going to judge you if you don't do something about it. Now, some of the rest are fighting your battle. I mean, you've got spirits that you're fighting against, Al. I ain't saying the rest of them's perfect by no means. But there's three you're not trying very hard. You're letting that old devilish spirit of yours, contrariness, just about ruin this ministry. We can't go nowhere till we either throw you overboard like they did Jonah, or you get your stinking act together and get your attitude right. Why don't you get your aggravating self right? That's what I can't figure out. We'll wait on you a little bit longer, but not much. All right? That 12th verse in Proverbs 18. Before destruction, the heart of man is haughty, and before honor is humility. What's the word haughty mean? It means having or showing great pride in oneself and what one can do. And disdain and contempt and scorn for others and what they do. It also means to be proud, to be arrogant. You read that? A haughty spirit goeth before destruction. Haughty means having or showing great pride in oneself and what you can do, and having disdain and contempt and scorn for others and what they can do. Haughty. Gonna have it my way or bust a gut. Praise the Lord. All right, while we're here, though, let's go over a couple more. Proverbs 19 and verse 25. Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware. And reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge. Now remember that one the best you can. I'm going to one just like it. Smite a scorner, and the simple will be where? Reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand what you mean. He'll understand the knowledge you're trying to impart to him. That old hard head and contrary spirit in him. All right? Proverbs 22 in verse 10. Cast out the scorner. Cast out the scorner. When it don't want no rebuke and reproof and get his attitude right. Cast him out, and contention shall go out. Yea, strife and reproach shall cease. You know you is not going to get your spirits right. You don't bother me if you take off. We'll survive without you. I hope we can help to save you and get your spirit and attitude right. But the Bible said if you cast out one, it won't get their attitude right. No scorner. What does it say will happen? Contention shall go out. She won't have no contention. And strife and reproach. So see, if you don't have nobody grinding the axe around, boy, I tell you, if we'll get through grinding these axes, this old whispering, complaining, murmuring. God hates that stupid mess. Murmur not, as some also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer in the wilderness. 1 Corinthians 10. God, have mercy sakes. Cast out the scorner. Cast out the scorner. Quit being puffed up. Paul kept right on about all of that business of being puffed up, and I don't want to get back into it, but just briefly, we were over in the 5th chapter of 1 Corinthians, but over in the 6th chapter, he goes right on and continues about people being puffed up. Verse 5 through 7, he said, I speak this to your shame. Is it so that there's not a wise man among you, no, not one that shall be able to judge between his brethren? But brother goeth to law with brethren, that before the unbelievers. Now therefore there's utterly a fault among you, because you go to law one with another. Why do you not rather take wrong? My God, if a man over in the Lord is giving you good advice, you ought to take it. But if in your own contrary, hard-headed spirit, you feel like he's not doing you justice, why don't you go ahead and take it anyway, for God's sake? It's what the Bible said to do. There ain't no excuse for it. You can't even find a loophole. If you think it's unjust, the Bible still tells you to go ahead and take it and be defrauded yourself. No, I'm like old William J. I'm going through life declaring having my right of way. I'm right, dead right, as I have sped along, but when you die, you're going to be as dead as if you were wrong. He said, why do you not rather take wrong? Why do you not rather suffer yourselves to be defrauded? Rather than having a contention and a fuss and grinding an axe and strife and an old bad attitude manifesting itself. Nay, you do wrong and defraud, and that's your brethren. Why can't we get along as brethren when God has promised to bless us? Why can't we let truth get off the scaffold among us and put truth on the throne and let it sway the future and let God, behind the dim unknown, stand in the shadows and keep watch above us, his own, instead of always wanting to grind an axe and ain't going to talk because I'm sober. Ain't going to talk because the devil's got you. Get a fellow where the devil don't have hold of him, he'll talk his head off. He gets all mad and puffed up and he rules. Isn't that right, brother? Praise the Lord. Knew you'd say amen. Knew that. Open rebuke is better than secret love. And the only way you're ever going to get your attitude straight when it's not right is somebody leaning on you and rebuking you. And I, like Winston Churchill says, I want to give you this in a parting word. He said, never give in. Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. Amen. Our Father and our God, we ask you to bless this message and drive it home to every heart. Oh, Lord God, I pray that as the master of an assembly, the Bible said the words of the wise are like goads that are fastened by the masters of an assembly. I pray, Lord, these words are nailed down.